What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. You know who I am. You know who he is. This is the War Room. Monday night, we got Raw on. It's the only thing we have now that football's over. We haven't done a podcast since I believe the beginning of the NFL playoffs, but you know, the Eagles have won. The Chiefs didn't just lose; they were disgraced. Trevor, how you been? What you been up to? That's Trevor over there.
I've been busy. I've been very busy. A lot of life changes. A lot of big things going on in the world. You know, we can go and announce it to the world because everybody knows, but I'm soon to be a father again.
Again. I think you'd still just be a father, but, you know.
That is true, but I like to say again because I did it again.
He's adding on. Hey, listen, you don't have a mic. You be quiet over there. could you, like, do that thing where you laugh really hard, but it's off mic so it sounds funny?
Yeah, like in the back of fucking...
your mom's house? Yeah, you should do that. That'd be great. I'd love to be hired to do that on other podcasts. But no, Trevor, he's having another kid, so auditions for my new co-host start next week. He's going to be preoccupied. He's already telling us he's not going to California because he's going to give birth. Well, you know, you can tell your kid, listen, sorry, buddy.
You're going to have to wait.
You have to understand that God and Jesus came back and I had to go see him. That's what you tell him.
I had to go see him.
Yeah, listen, all right? Look, when they're 18, you can have the argument with them and be like, listen, it was either you or Oasis. And it's just like, I mean, you know, you might be 15 by the time they come back again. Who knows? So that's how long it was this last time. Do you really want your father to have to wait for that? I don't know. But, you know, he's going to do the responsible thing and not go, unfortunately. But I'll have Cam tape as much of it as possible because I'm not going to do that.
Put a GoPro on.
I wonder if there's no way they would let someone do that, do you think? I've never seen a GoPro at a concert.
I haven't either, yeah.
But I have seen people. I mean, what's the fucking difference between a GoPro and some asshole?
It's almost out of the way. More.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
if anything, it's just right on the top of their head. Or what if people just had, if you had a body cam, you'd just be filming the back of people's fucking concert shirts. You know what I mean? Primus, fucking AC/DC, Bob Seger. You know, you see some funny
you just
t-shirts.
Hear the music, just see the shirt, hear the music.
I actually really like going to metal shows. One of the best things about it is you get to see, you know, everybody's different shirts. You know, you get to see some things that you don't normally see. And you can tell, like, real hardcore people by the kind of shirts they have on. And most of the time, it's a band that you literally, you can't just casually know. Like, if someone's got a fucking Suffocation or Dying Fetus shirt on, you're going to be like, okay, well, these guys, they know what they're talking about, you know. So, sorry, that was impressive right there. I don't know if this is a good idea watching this while we're doing this, but, you know, you see, you can tell, like I'm saying, you can tell a real fan, and then you can tell the people that are just there, and Cam doesn't like when I do this, but, you know, if you bought the shirt of the band you're seeing in the lobby of the show you're going to see it, it's just like, can you make it any more obvious that you're there to see the band that you're there to see? Like, are you trying to suck their dick after the fucking show? Like, I'm here to see you! I bought your shirt at the table! Nope, that's never happened. Women, listen, you want to know why I know that's never happened? Because women show up to concerts like they're going to the nightclub. Their tits are out. They got the heels. They got their short purse on. And they're near the stage. But, like, I've seen it only at a couple shows because it's not like metal shows. There's a lot of groupies hanging around. Like, you don't see a lot of girls at those shows. And the ones that you do usually are taken already. And that's how that situation is. They're taken. Like, the guy that they're with is 3 inches shorter than them. They got a bandana on. Steroids,
tattoos, fucking
the Ed Hardy clothes everywhere. Like, you know the guy. We all know that guy. They watched Jersey Shore and got really inspired by it. But yeah, no, I'm super, like, I know one person, and I won't say his name, that will do that. He'll buy the shirt of the band, but it's like, what am I gonna say to him?
You know, I know, yeah.
What are you going to say? I mean, he's probably the only person in the world I don't
say. He might buy
to.
All 3 shirts of the bands playing there too.
Yeah, he'll you know, and then put it on. I just think that's crazy. First of all, putting on a shirt you just bought at a show, you don't know where the fuck that shirt's been. First of all, for reference, when I was in Houston one time to see a show, I'll be honest, I took some edibles, I was drinking, I was having a good time. The edibles I got from my dad, so, you know, you're taking a chance whenever you take
the
some from him.
Tranquilizers, yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking, yeah. I mean, they were so good, he didn't even make it to the show. He's
shocking.
Yeah, we went, and we stood in line forever at this merch table, so it wasn't like a short line. And I had a beer in my hand, and I set it on the table, and I accidentally knocked it over and spilled the beer all over the merch table. I used the shirt that I just bought to clean it up for the guy. I just took it off and just fucking wiped the table down with it and everything. So I just had a beer-soaked shirt carrying around with me the whole fucking night. That was before the first band ever even came on. Then we go into the crowd. Hunter bought 2 Jack and Cokes that came in those little tiny plastic cups they give you at cult meetings that are see-through. Like here, that's something for you. He had 2 of those. That's why he bought 2 of them. So he's just walking around with 2 drinks in his hands at a metal show. And I just want to be like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, what are you doing? And he got bumped into because you're constantly getting bumped into at those shows. He got hit from behind and he spilled both of them on the back. Like, literally, I watched it go all over the ankles of this guy in front of us. And this guy was wearing like cargo shorts, short socks, and like New Balances. He was like in his 40s and just completely soaked his ankles with liquor and Coca-Cola. And he turns around and there's like he's like with a group of 8 guys, which, you know, they look like it's still 8 dudes. And Hunter is just like a punch him in the face magnet. Like, he just attracts punch people that want to people already want to punch him. So, like, he just makes it a lot easier with, you know.
You spill something on him.
Oh, yeah, he gave him a reason, because I would probably be like, what the fuck, man? But the guy turned around and was like, oh, I guess you got to buy us all drinks now. And so Hunter started arguing with the guy, because Hunter was like, I'll buy you a drink. I'm not buying all 8 of you a drink. I didn't spill it on all 8 of you. And the guy, like it went from being, like, a joke to the guy being like, well, I mean, you got it a little on all, and like, you know, all that shit. And I was just like, guys, come on. And, yeah, that's probably the most embarrassing. Oh, and that same show, before the last band came on, it's a band called Amon Amarth, and they're a Viking death metal band. They look like Vikings. They're huge like Vikings. They have the rowboats on stage, all this shit. This guy came up behind Hunter and I are just standing there, like me and you are right now. We're a little closer. Not gay, but we're a little closer. We're standing there, and this guy that's like, I'm a tall dude, and Hunter's just as tall as I am. This dude was like 4 or 5 inches taller than us. Like, think me, but 6'8". Just big. Long black hair. He's beautiful, almost. Like, I thought he was in the band. But he, like, put his hand on, he put his left hand on my left shoulder and his right hand on Hunter's right shoulder. He's big enough to, like, his wingspan was, it was like a basketball NBA player. And he, like, was like, are you guys going to do the rope, the mosh rope, or whatever? Because the Amon Amarth fans, they do this thing where they get down and they pretend like they're rowing in the middle of the crowd. And he was like, are you guys going to do that? And I was like, fuck yeah, I'll do it. And Hunter was like, I can't. I'm wearing my nice jeans.
My nice jeans.
And I looked down and he was wearing like just church best jeans, like black jeans. And the guy looked at me and he was like, is this his guy's first metal show? And then walked away. And I just looked at Hunter and I'm like, we're fucking leaving, man. And we left. We left. I couldn't face that guy again. He was gonna go tell all of his huge friends that we were fucking losers. I literally wouldn't leave it alone with Hunter. I was like, I cannot believe you told that guy out of everybody that you weren't going to sit on the ground because it would ruin your nice jeans. I was like, Hunter, what are you talking about?
You got one pair of jeans? Is that the only pair of nice jeans you have?
Well, you know what's funny is, like, Hunter, like, we were talking about doing that mosh row thing, and he thinks it's fun. He thinks it's stupid. So he wasn't going to do it anyway. But he said that was the best thing he could think of. When the guy asked him, I was like, you thought of the gayest thing possible you could say to a guy? I got my nice jeans on. My mom would be mad. I can't believe it. I've never been more embarrassed in my life. I still bring it up to him. That and the time we went to a concert and he didn't even make it to the beginning of the first band. He sat in the toilet of this place the whole show.
The Vanguard?
Yeah. Watch
fucking,
Trevor ended up showing up. It was Soulfly.
Yeah.
And, you know... Hunter, I think, fucking, he chugged a bunch of Captain Morgan outside before we went inside, and I was like, that's dumb. And again, my dad and him exchanged gifts, and he ate it, because we went and picked my dad up, and Hunter fucking, like, ate it. What the hell is this? Some lesbian shit? She was, like, rubbing her knees on her fucking, you know, her area. Anyway, God, this is hard to watch. But anyway, like, we had to go pick my dad up before we went to the show. We get there, like, you know, Hunter ate this edible on the way there, and, you know, I was driving, so I didn't really do anything that night. I wasn't I had a beer maybe, but I didn't, because I'm pretty sure it was around like a snowstorm that had happened.
Cause, it like, was it was like, I don't think he'd
there, like, it was like a couple days past where there's still snow on the ground. It was cold, but there was like nobody downtown. Like, I'm like, it's kind of funny. That show I'm going to this Wednesday night with Dad is down at the Vanguard, and it's going to be post snowstorm. I wonder if it's even still going to happen.
Hey, you could drive the snowplow there. You can get there.
I don't think, I'm not going to lie, dude. That thing's kind of hard to drive because, like, the plow sticks out.
We
so
just
like
plow people out of the way.
Yeah, well, that's what it would be like driving downtown with that thing. I think I'd rather drive a truck and trailer, because that thing, like, up at the front, like, I have to take cuts, turn so wide.
Yeah, because it's so fucking, because it's so
yeah,
wide.
And yeah, that's like the last thing in the world you want to hit anything with is that plow. It will slice right through it. And I'm gonna get out and run away from the truck and pretend like I didn't do it and pretend it was stolen.
What happened? What happened?
I'm going to, like, beat myself up, and I'll tell my boss, like, listen, man, I got robbed by these Italian guys with suits on. I think it was the mafia.
It looks like my truck was in a murder fucking last night. I don't know. They probably stole it and killed people.
Fucking,
yeah.
It was like New Orleans, but in Tulsa.
Yeah.
Except worse.
It was a literal plow, not just
if that guy was smart, he'd have a plow on the front of his truck.
Fucking playing fucking Dead Rising 3. Fucking...
I remember I was arguing with people online about whether or not they should still have the game. And I was like...
The game what?
Well, they postponed that game between Georgia and Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, fucking play the game!
I mean, what do they think they're gonna do? Fucking,
you gotta drive the truck on the field like from outside. Like, what the fuck? Everybody, I think, was afraid of trucks hitting them for a second.
Like, and I just, oh, how'd this guy get in here,
dude? That is like the craziest shit. Like, I don't even know if we ever talked about it, but like. She went to New Orleans a week after it happened, which is probably the best time. It's like, you know, if you ever want to go to the Middle East, do it after a terrorist attack. So, like, you know, you have
everybody's like,
everyone's chill for a little bit, you know what I mean? And cheaper flights. But like, dude, rooms. Like Bourbon Street, like, you know, you can't drive down Bourbon Street.
No.
It's just,
that'd just be,
it's all like, you, like, everybody, like, you have to walk down that street. It's not, yeah, it's blocked off, like, so it's literally like, I don't know, like, everyone, I love how immediately it was like, oh, this guy's in ISIS, and I'm like, well, this guy sucks. He didn't even have a bomb in the truck or nothing, he just drove over people. Anybody at any time could decide to do that if they're driving by a sidewalk,
yeah,
in a city.
Yeah.
Just fucking,
you could just, I mean, you could literally just wait till the fucking, there's a sold out concert, it'd be okay, and you just drive down that fucking road, just fucking,
on pride parades, fucking all this stuff. We're giving bad ideas to people. Don't do that. It's not cool, man.
It's fucking stupid.
But I'm just saying, like, at any time, like, you, what, there's this video of this guy. It's one of my favorite. I watch it every time. There's like a fucking parade going on in town, so they have like all the exits closed off on the highway, and he's like coming home from work or something, and he's on the phone with his wife, and he's like, it kind of reminds me of me, I think that's why it makes me laugh, because he's like, every fucking exit's blocked off, and he's like driving by the workers and honking his horn going, fuck you, fuck you. And so what he does is he just goes, fuck this, and he gets off on an exit that's closed off with trucks and cones, gets off on the side, and then drives through the parade. Like, there's people walking, like, cops are trying to, like, run out in front of the truck telling them to stop. He just drives through this parade, and, like, his face never changes the whole time. Like, I remember, like, this cop on a motorcycle catches up and keeps telling him to pull over, and he's like, I am, I'm trying. And he's just fucking plowing through shit.
I'm trying to pull over.
It's one of my favorite videos. I love watching people fucking, like, crash out while they're driving and just completely lose their mind, because I wonder if there's any videos of me out there doing that, because I guarantee you, if anybody's ever videoed me driving on the BA Expressway in the morning going to work, I don't take that anymore because of that reason. There's definitely some good TikTok worthy clips of me just straight up fucking, you know, losing my mind, flipping people off, doing the fuck you like thing. Like, I'm fisting, like, I act like I'm fisting them. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah, man. It's just because, like, dude, it's so infuriating having to drive. Like, it used to be fun when I lived in the country. Driving around was fun. Out here, though, it's like, you know.
Well, that's because you just got fucking all these assholes.
A bunch of dumbasses. And it's everywhere. I don't think drivers are better. I think just being in a city, they suck. Everywhere you go. Like, you go to Dallas. And you're going south, you just keep going. As soon as you get into the city, it'll say it's a 4-hour drive. As soon as you get into the city of Dallas going south on 75 or whatever it is, or 70, doesn't matter. Like, it is set up horribly. Where, like, if you pass an exit, you got to go all the way down and then turn around and then come back this way and then get back on. Like, that's how it's set up.
Do a U-turn.
We've left at a certain time to get there, like a couple hours before a concert, and been late to the show because of bad traffic is. And then you get there and you think it's going to be the worst wreck ever once you finally get up to the end of it. And then people just start speeding up and going. It's just like,
yeah, you're like, well, what's happening? Like, why? Yeah.
Why? There's 8 lanes. Like, why the fuck is it? And it's just like, out of nowhere, everyone just starts going faster at a certain point.
And it's just like, why? How is it not catching up? Like, how is that? How are they? If everybody's speeding up here, why is nobody going? Yeah. It's bullshit.
All right, well, I mean, I don't know. I think the worst drivers I've ever seen,
I don't know if that has anything to do with it. People are just dumb in general.
Well, I don't think most people are very well educated on driving.
Well, you know, here's what...
You just get put in a car one day and be like, get after it, buddy.
Here's what should be fucking educated is a fucking... How you... cross a median when you're fucking going to the other side of traffic. Like, it happens all the time in Fort Gibson where, like, you know, whenever you're fucking exiting, you go to the opposite side, and then the other person goes the opposite side, so you can see where you're fucking at.
Yes, yeah.
And then you get this person who just is, like, on the other side. I'm like, that's not your side. You go to the other side.
You know where, specifically in Fort Gibson, that happens all the time? Is fucking 4 Mile. That medium right there coming down, like, where you can go left towards Tahlequah, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People would do that to me all the time. Like, they'd be on the wrong side, and it's just like, what are you doing? It literally makes sense, too. Like, if you're turning left, you obviously would stay, like, it's a lane.
Yeah.
And stay fucking that way so you can also see. I'm just telling you, because most people... Oh, here's the thing about country drivers. They didn't learn. They were just put in a field in a truck and been like, you're driving at 6 years old.
Yeah.
They drive like there's no rules. All those fucking douchebags and trucks that just go 100 miles an hour everywhere, don't use turn signals.
Oh, I like the ones that do that in the snow. They just fly by you like whenever you got fucking
yelling
one lane,
at you like, what the fuck?
And they just fly by you. I'm like, oh, I'll see you in a minute, buddy. I'll see you in a minute when you're in the ditch. Fucking.
I'm not going to lie. Whenever I'm driving with like that truck out, there's four-wheel drive. Like, sometimes like it's because I can just go. Like the normal speed limit, like if it's a 45 and there's someone like in front of me going like 15 or 20, I will like drive by.
Oh,
and, like,
that's
look
what
at
I hate
like,
is there's a fucking medium where somebody's not going 5, but it's like somebody's not going 70. You know what I mean? It's like you can't just fucking you always got to have the other guy.
I definitely don't think you should be passing people that fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll
like
tell you what,
get in the other lane, and it's always this lane's a good one that's been fucking salted and it's,
yeah,
you know, good. And the other one is covered in fucking snow.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Like, if one of those guys in one of those $80,000 to $100,000 trucks hit me because they were passing me going like really fast, I would sue the fuck out of them. And I wouldn't sue nobody for nothing. I would sue that guy. I would put a neck brace on before court and everything. I'd show up in a fight like Stephen Hawking. I'd be talking through a computer voice like, it was the worst thing I've ever experienced.
Sir, you don't need that. Yes, I do.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Fuck you. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you gotta have some balls to drive like that in the snow. That's how people in Colorado are. They just like, first of all, the roads there, like when it snows, it's different than here.
Oh, yeah.
Here, everything is done in a panic and last second. It's not like we constantly treat the roads for it and have them pre-prepped. They put something else on the roads up there. I think it's like mercury or something. I don't fucking know.
They also have fucking chains and shit on their truck,
yeah,
too. So it's just,
which is, you know, I've never actually been in a vehicle driving up in or down the mountains where someone has chains on. But, like, it's something that you could get pulled over for, and if you don't at least have them on you, they can,
yeah,
fine you for it. And it's just like, this place sucks, man. It's dangerous to drive, and there's a lot of rules. Fuck this place. I love Colorado.
There's no energy drinks anywhere.
No, there's no cigarettes. And if they are, they're $18 a pack. Dude, the chew up there, like, by the way, everybody, I gave up chewing tobacco, and I'm now on the Zyns. Nicotine pouches. I've realized I wasn't addicted to nicotine or tobacco. It was just I have an oral fixation. I like having things in my mouth. So it's like, but gum just doesn't do it because chewing all day kind of sucks because it makes my jaw sore. So this is the second best thing. But one day I'll be completely off of it. Maybe in the next 10 years. So, but yeah. What was the point of all that? Oh, like up there. Like, I could never find good dip. I could never find, like, Red Seal, I don't know what it is. You can only find it in the South. You go that way, they have, like, 3 options. And I'm like, oh, this is why nobody fucking, like, that's a good way to get someone like me to quit doing tobacco is by having
shitty options.
Shitty options. And also, you're right. The energy drink situation in Colorado, it's just like, listen, everybody, this is a free country. If I want to kill myself by drinking an assortment of energy drinks, I should have the option. But also, you know, it's funny. The ones that they have are the worst ones.
Yeah.
Red Bull, Monster, NOS.
Yeah. Well, it's like they're... It's
Alani's. They should have Alani's. They're much better.
It's like they're... like 15 years behind. You know what I mean? It's what it seems like. They're just like behind.
I don't understand. Like, I know a lot of those guys, and they'll just be drinking Red Bulls and dipping Grizzly Wintergreen. I'm like, what is going on around here? What kind of life is this? This is like your high school kids.
It's just like they're literally just in the pipelines. It's a little bit slower that way for some reason.
I'm pretty sure
strawberry.
I think a lot of more
energy drink. What the fuck is this?
I think in more like Democrat ran states, and I'm not getting political. I think this is just the truth. I think in a lot more Democrat ran states, they've really gotten strict about shit like that to try to promote healthier stuff. Like cigarettes and tobacco in general is much more expensive in like California and Colorado and even like places like Chicago. It's to try to deter people, but in reality, when you got someone that's addicted to something, they're gonna do it no matter how much it costs. Yeah. So you're just making people, they're just giving more money to tobacco companies. Because like someone that's going to smoke 2 packs a day, they don't care if it's $20 a pack, they're going to buy them.
I mean, yeah, they're not going to be like, oh, I can't smoke another pack
today.
Oh,
I guess I got to quit. Like, no, it's like, all right, I guess I'm going to have to go do horrible things to make enough money to buy cigarettes every day. Which, what is, like, I understand if you like lose your life to get like to do crack, that makes sense. Like, I can see you doing crack, and it's like you start exchanging sexual favors for it. You know, you're selling copper out of houses that you broke into and then stole it out of. I get that. Cigarettes, though? A cigarette bum is probably the lowest form. Like, the one that just walks around town and, like, goes by restaurants and, like, yeah, Muskogee.
Cigarette bum.
Yeah, the cigarette bum. I remember seeing this guy. He would always, like, come up to El Chico and, like, go through the cigarette fucking things outside and, like, oh, this one's got a quarter of it left and light it up immediately. Light it up.
That's just insane. Like, to smoke probably 100 cigarettes a day of little bitty of that have all been smoked by somebody else, like
all different kinds of people.
Yeah, I mean, that's how many assholes right have been there. Rubbed on some of those, you know what I'm saying?
I actually think that's only happened one time in history. I think that is a very unique situation, because I'm pretty sure most people would never even think to put a cigarette in their ass. I mean, unless some drunk guys like one time were like, I wonder if I could smoke this through my ass. And, like, you know, just, like, really suck hard with their ass, like, when they got the... I just can't imagine.
Suck hard with my ass.
Yeah, and then, like, I don't think that...
He's flexing your fucking...
It's like a Steve-O trick on Jackass. Like, when he drank beer through his ass. And then, like, pissed it out. Yeah. I hate
South Park fucking...
I'm not going to lie. Steve-O is probably my least favorite because he just grossed me out. He would just do the most disgusting things ever.
He would do some
ever.
Fucking nasty shit.
This is the butt chug. I remember watching that and it ruined my childhood. That and a house fire I was in. Those two things ruined my childhood. Well,
watching Steve-O butt chug in the house fire.
So like, have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
It's terrible.
They fucking put a beer bong hose in his ass and they pour it and like he's just going and you can see it going down and then he just stands up and it just all comes out like he like broke his water. And it's just like, why are we doing this? Jump a dirt bike over the Grand Canyon or something.
Yeah, do something dangerous, not fucking nasty.
Disgusting. Yeah. Damn, let this tiger fuck me in the ass. Oh, I mean, did they try to get a horse to fuck one of them one time? That's just crazy. Well, I don't know if they did that. I think they jerked a horse off and then made everyone drink the sperm of it. But just still disgusting. Yeah, I know. That's terrible. Or do you remember whenever it was a prank that they made? They they had Danger Aaron dress up like a terrorist and they put a fake beard on him. But the beard was like completely made out of pubes that from everyone on the Jackass cast, because they all shaved a little bit and they had enough. And then like after like they were put like, because everyone's dying laughing when they're putting the beard on him, and he's like just like thinking they're getting ready for another sketch, and he keeps getting hair stuck in his mouth and he keeps spitting it out and everything, and it's just making everyone die laughing. Like they even had the crew shave their pubes and fucking Put it in there.
That'd be the worst joke ever.
Well, if you look at, like, the beard, there's like patches of gray in it. There's fucking, like, you know, brown,
black. To be that guy,
black,
would be the worst, knowing that everyone literally just got a joke over on you. Oh, and it's all their
and
fucking...
And that's not the worst part. Apparently, like, 3 out of the 8 dudes that fucking did that had crabs. So he had fucking crabs.
3 out of 8?
He had crabs on his face.
Fucking bubbles going to fucking get the. You guys are gonna fucking
go for my bird.
Buy this fucking crab shampoo.
Honestly, though, like that episode infuriated me. Now that we're on to the serious topic of Trailer Park Boys, that episode like a lot of their hijinks really pissed me off because it was just like, you know, it's like I watch it like I'm a little kid still because it's just like, oh, if I just, you know, if they just do this, it would be different. But then it's like, well, then what would the point of the show be? Like them fucking shit up all the time is kind of the point.
They're always retiring. Or
but it's always the dumb, you know, if we get this, we get $5,000 and we can retire. I was just like, oh, my God. But no, it's not even just that. Like, it's like, so that crab shampoo thing, they were all embarrassed to buy it. And it's just like, in real life, who gives a fuck?
I thought it was hilarious. He was buying it by, like, the fucking gallon fucking container.
Yeah, and then fucking Ricky...
Venus pills. Oh, yeah, I need... Give me some of those Venus pills.
Venus. Fetus pills. What are fetus pills, Cam? What do fetus pills do?
And then he ended up just fucking trying to bribe Leahy with the fucking... Because they were fucking... It was Viagra.
Yeah, they were erectile dysfunction pills. Trailer Park Boys, although it is Canadian, is an American treasure. I think we appreciate it a whole lot more here. That seems like something that Canada's like, this gives Canada a bad name.
How long it fucking took to get over here.
Well, what? So, well, I mean, it was on HBO back in the 2000s, wasn't it?
But I just don't ever remember seeing it then. I just remember only seeing it on Netflix as far as completely watching it and everything.
Yeah, I think, well, the thing, I don't think HBO was, I mean, yet, like, I never had HBO growing up. Like, The Sopranos and all those shows that were on HBO, like, that was just, like, fucking, like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Because I never got to watch any of that stuff. I just watched The Sopranos in the last couple of years because of HBO Max. Which is now just Max.
Max.
God, they got to put a different singlet on Pete Dunne. His thigh gap is growing crazy.
He's kind of an ugly guy.
Yeah, he's British.
Kind of an ugly guy.
Or he's Scottish or from whatever over there.
From across the say.
He's definitely not American. He's got one of those weird European faces. Who are these fucking porn stars?
Look like they're fucking drunk.
Who are
one
they?
One of them's fucking drunk.
Oh, they're Love from is Love Blind. Is Blind?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. You'd have to be blind to not see that horrible lip job and nose job that this job. Blonde lady has.
Nice lip job.
God. Looks like he has saran wrap on her upper lip. I really hope they don't misuse Penta. This guy right here.
I mean, he's had a pretty good start so far.
He's got really good crowd reactions. It was funny during the Royal Rumble whenever he tried to do that Ciro Miro thing. And the guy, Braun Strowman just punched him right in the face.
Yeah, I don't understand why he does it fucking weird. It's like the equivalent of the... What do you call the handshake? The fucking limp noodle handshake? But he does, it's like the limp
George
noodle
Bush.
Fucking fist bump.
And he's supposed to make an M. Ciro Miro. Means zero fear. Cam, I've been watching this guy since fucking Lucha Underground. And he was Pentagon Jr., and he was breaking everybody's arms. I was like, they're not going to have any more wrestlers. He breaks everyone's arm. That's his finishing move. He's breaking. Like, they would play it off like the guy. Oh, my God. Prince Puma's arm is broken. he's going to be out for 6 to 8 months. I'm like, I don't think y'all can last that long without him.
Lucha, it used to be really good back in the day.
I mean, every time I remember watching it, it was good. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, it was it was the only
John
wrestling
Morrison,
thing.
Was his fucking name in there?
Johnny Mundo. Yeah. Dude, and Rey Mysterio was there. Mm-hmm. Mil Mascaris, the bad guy.
Ricochet was on there.
Yeah, Prince Puma, which he was the John Cena of that fucking show. He was so good. Him and Mil Mascaris, whatever. Like, he looks like fucking evil King Ramses from Nacho Libre. Which I found out is actually like a legendary Lucha Libre guy, so luchador. But no, that show ruled, man. Fucking Vampiro and him had one of the best matches I've ever seen in my life. And it was a crazy cool storyline too. That was the only wrestling show I've ever seen that did it completely different than the WWE, and that's why it worked, was because it was its own thing.
Yeah,
it was like a neo noir fucking, like, you know, all the stuff that happened behind the scenes is almost like a movie, and then like the wrestling would come out and like kind of finish the story. It was, and also some of the spots you saw in that were crazy.
Yeah, they would fucking do insane jumps from being out in the fucking crowd.
Well, what's his name? Angelico. He's in fucking. Oh, is he gonna break his finger? Oh, I hate when he does that, dude.
I know, I'm like,
that's what Jason used to do to Josh and I. I get it, though. You got to do something. He looks like somebody that'd walk around town with Brody and Richard.
Hey, brother.
Hey. I'm in heaven, brother.
Not getting married. Not getting married anymore. Getting married in heaven.
Says she's going to meet me in heaven.
Getting married 2026. Hey, brother. Hey, brother. Queen of Roma. Hey, brother.
Have we had any sightings?
I've seen Brody, but I haven't seen him.
I'm telling you, man. He's either finally got married and he's living the good life, or
he, like, won the lottery and he was just playing. He was just fucking around the whole time.
I mean, Trevor, come on. You had to have come to terms with it by now. He's probably not with us anymore.
I think so, too. I mean, I haven't seen him.
I mean, you could. I think you've also avoided asking anybody around town because you don't want to know. Could, you want to believe.
I mean, I could definitely just ask Brody whenever I've seen him before, but I don't want to.
You don't want to make him sad?
Yeah, I don't want to be like, hey, where's Richard?
Is he still just walk around town?
No, he. I think he's got somebody like that takes care of him now or something.
Dude, Brody looked like a fucking state championship wrestler. He had the calves of a fucking D1 athlete. Like, I don't know why he was just wasting all that God-given talent walking around Fort Gibson with an old man that was out of his fucking mind. Is Mitch still walking around? You still see him?
He's still alive. He's still kicking.
God, man. He's got to look, I bet, the same.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think he can get much worse than that.
He looks like a fucking cracked out Scotty. Not Scotty Too Hotty. Fucking Grandmaster Sexy.
You know what's funny? That's hilarious. You know what's funny is, like, you know, because he'll walk through town down Lee Street. And I would drive by, and I'd notice, is like, what I would do is I would, like, you know, drive by, act like I wasn't looking at him, because he stares at every car that drives by. So I would drive by and I would, like, you know, just act normal, and then I would, like, do a double take, like, stare at him really hard as I drove by, and it would freak him the fuck out.
Sure would.
Like, he would be like, holy shit. Like, I'd probably just confirm every schizophrenic fucking thought he's ever had.
I knew he was looking at me.
I knew they were staring at me. They know I'm high. No, that's hilarious. Every time I drove by him, I would fucking just turn my head really hard at him. And he would, like, fucking do a full 180, like 360.
He's,
like,
I mean, he's still the same fucking guy.
Just spinning in circles.
He's that guy fucking. I mean, I guess if you put him in Tulsa, he wouldn't be that crazy. But, like, for Fort Gibson, he's the crazy guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, he's the lovable town crazy person.
He's like, hey, he's all right. Like, he's not going to hurt anybody.
Don't
he's just
worry
a
about him.
Weirdo, yeah.
He might freak out on you a little bit, but that's fine. But, like, then you get those people in town that everyone knows is just like, we leave them alone.
I never even know where he lived. Like, I feel like he had to live in that trailer park behind the old Harps now.
I mean, that, or, you know, I don't know, dude. I would
just
see him.
Apartment, maybe.
I would see him everywhere, dude. I'd be at Fort First Baptist over there, and I'd see him walking around over there. I'm just like, what the fuck? I don't know, dude. I honestly think, though, if I was doing meth every day, I'd probably fucking walk around
and get some
exercise.
Yeah.
Get some exercise. I don't know. I feel like you could play a lot of NCAA. Like 60 hours straight.
Yeah, I'm on year 3015.
The game won't even let you go past that anymore. I would change my move. I don't want to smell someone's asshole when I'm pinning them. You can't do that many times in a fucking... Look at this. It's just right there. And what if someone didn't wash well or fucking shower before?
What if I'm not wearing long tights like that guy?
I think fucking... And I've heard stories where there's guys that have been like, yeah, I didn't really wipe well before the match on purpose. And it's just like... Dude, that's disgusting.
I didn't wipe well on purpose.
I think Rikishi said he did that before he did the face full of funk to somebody. He said, yeah, I didn't wipe well before I went out there on purpose. And it's just like, that should be assault. Like, that's assault.
That's fucking disgusting.
Like, I'd sue you. And I definitely, like, you'd think I was selling by the way I'd be acting in, like, the ring. You'd think I'd be, like, I was just selling, like, Shawn Michaels versus Hulk Hogan. Which, God, it feels good to see Hulk Hogan, like, just getting fucking shit on. He's a phony. He's the fucking Elvis Presley. He's the Elvis Presley of wrestling.
He's a fucking founding father of wrestling.
Oh, whatever,
and
Trevor.
He was the hype, and he was the best good guy of all time, probably.
Well, I'd say John Cena is, because John Cena never went heel.
Here's the thing, though.
Hulk Hogan wasn't actually a good guy behind the scenes either.
Well,
he was an asshole.
But, yeah, but I'm
John
saying
Cena
as far
walks
as
it like he talks
a
it.
A guy who fucking... Like
that's a good debate because I think
had
I
all the hype and like built up wrestling to what it was because of him.
Yeah, he was also stomping on other guys like from that were trying to succeed and like dude that whole thing like Jesse Ventura trying to unionize and he went okay, Vince they're trying to you want to know why he did that too because I always wondered why is because he was making triple what everyone else was every night like he was making way more money than everybody and Jesse Ventura was like first of all you stole your look from me and Billy Graham. And, you know, and also he had a hard time being like, I don't want to lose like that. I think.
I mean, he definitely did, but I mean, he was the fucking.
I think him doing podcasts and all these shows and telling stories is probably the worst thing for him.
I mean, he was a fucking superstar, though. I mean, he was the guy.
Trevor.
He was 80s fucking wrestling.
O.J. Simpson ran for 2,000 yards twice and no one ever talks about it. And then he killed somebody. I'm sorry. You can't be an asshole for 30 years after you'd quit wrestling.
I'm just saying that he's one of the reasons where it's
at now.
Dude,
the Undertaker doesn't even like him. The Undertaker doesn't even like him.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he's a great guy, but I'm saying that he did a lot for wrestling.
Okay, how about this? I'll say this. I'll meet you. Yes, obviously, wrestling isn't where it is without him. Yes. I'm just saying he's kind of, I don't know.
He's definitely an asshole.
I don't look at him the same way I used to. I just don't. He just really just comes off as like a fucking douchebag. I mean, you can mention 100 things with the guy either, and he just has absolutely zero remorse for it. He just thinks he can show up and everyone fucking laugh and have a good time when they see him. Then you come out and try to sell your shitty beer, and I don't have to try it, okay? I don't know what kind of beer Hulk Hogan's drinking. I'll drink Stone Cold's beer before I drink his beer. I don't know. I think with Hulk Hogan, and also, though, here's the thing. I think it's purely based off his character and, like, crowd reaction, like, you know, all that stuff. Because, like, if you really watch him, he really wasn't that good of a wrestler. Like, he didn't, like, it wasn't.
He just knew how to, he was really good at working the crowd, obviously.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was great
but
with
he's
all that.
Also,
like,
but it, he's but it also been in, I mean, like. Hogan versus The Rock. That's one great match. You know what I mean? So he's been in great matches.
Yeah, I think. I mean, also, I think The Rock is legitimately, arguably the best ever in-ring worker, story builder, character, all that stuff. Like, them two could probably wrestle now and make it look pretty good. Yeah. I think it's just like that. I think Hulk Hogan would have a hard time going against, like, somebody like Braun Strowman. Or Brock Lesnar, because it's not going to be a slow paced match, and you have to be willing to get your ass kicked a little bit. And that was the thing with Hogan, is like, you know, and also the thing is with him, like, he wanted it to always be the same. Like, if I'm going to get beat up, I have to have a triumphant win at the end, you know, last second fucking the ear fucking, thing.
It is annoying. Like whenever, like how, like you're just getting your ass kicked all of a sudden. And then it's like, and then you're just fighting back. Like, oh, what do you mean? You've been getting your ass kicked the whole match.
You got energy all of a sudden. I don't know. I don't want to like be like delusional about it. I just think you could argue. First of all, I think it's not even an argument. There are a lot of guys that were better wrestlers.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like actual athletes in the ring, like moving, like, you know, the way they work. Because I think you want to sit there and tell me he's better than Shawn Michaels. He's not. I'll say somebody that you really like, because you won't even argue that. I think Shawn.
Well,
no,
I wouldn't put Hulk Hogan in like top 10 wrestlers as far as
just talking about wrestling.
Yeah,
well, here's the thing. I think that there are guys that were before him that deserve like Bruno Sammartino. I'm not gonna say he's underrated, because it'd be kind of crazy to say that, but it's not exactly a name you hear.
Yeah.
Enough. It's not a name you hear enough, in my opinion. Do you not like fucking Baron Davis or Bailey there, Jarvis? What are you doing, buddy? He does not like the Celebrity All-Star Game. I agree. Look at him.
What the fuck?
He really doesn't like it. Damn, I should have watched this. This game looked better than the fucking, what's it called?
All-Star Game.
Yeah, dude. First of all, what the fuck are they doing? Anyway, we'll get to that in a second, but we're talking about top 10. So, based off wrestling ability, I think there's more than 10 guys that are better than him.
I mean, yeah, probably, yeah.
I mean, Chris Jericho's better.
Rey Mysterio, fucking, I mean.
Oh, any luchador.
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, Stone Cold. But Stone Cold, I mean, he was kind of like a better version of moveset, because he didn't have a ton of moves. He was just more of a beat your ass. Like,
yeah,
he just beat you.
Yeah.
But then again, I think it fit his character, his style. It wasn't like a lot of grappling, and it was just punching you. He just beat the shit out of you.
Like, he in a bar fight. You know what I mean? Like,
he'd do that fucking, that Thez press, and then land on top of you and just start punching you in the head over and over again, and then give you the best move in history. He could do one move the whole match and the crowd would lose their fucking mind.
Yeah,
he could just give stunner. Like, he did it. He would just come out and stunner, 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 flip off, stunner, stunner, dodge a punch, stunner, dodge a punch, stunner.
Take to the gut. Fucking.
There's 30 guys around him and no one can get their hands on him because he's just giving everyone fucking stunners. No, I love it. Like, but okay, so if we're going to talk about just overall, where do you have him?
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably put him in the top five. But he'd be at the later half of five.
It's funny. Undertaker was basically saying, yeah, I don't. See, they just cut Hulk Hogan's commercial. Did you see that? They were going to show his commercial, but they said, fuck you, old man. No, see, Undertaker was like, because he was talking about it, and he was like, you know, he's a bona fide Mount Rushmore guy. And I think that's different, because Mount Rushmore, I think, should I feel like Mount Rushmore means like it should have like it should represent different eras. And I do agree that he would be, because if you're talking about the golden era, the 80s, there isn't anybody that was bigger than him. Enough. Can't believe I'm having to get on to you for that in a podcast. Knock it off. So like he was definitely the face of his era. But I think you also have to have like Bruno Sammartino to me should be on the Mount Rushmore. He was like the Hank Williams Sr. of the WWE. It doesn't exist the way it did without him, and he carried the company on his back for like 11 years straight. So I think you'd have to put him for the old era, and there's other guys like Pedro Morales and fucking, you know,
yeah, well, I mean,
Harley Race, Billy Graham. Billy Graham was like in between Bruno and Hulk Hogan. And then, you know, I think it's kind of universal that Stone Cold and The Rock kind of get, I don't know, I always count them as one, because I think they were both the driving force of the rest of wrestling in the 90s and to the 2000s. It's not what it was without them two specifically. And then John Cena. That's what mine would be. John Cena, a combination of The Rock and Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan and Bruno Sammartino. That's my Mount Rushmore. Now, if we're talking the best ever, like overall everything involved, I don't know, man. I might be biased, but I don't know. I just think The Undertaker, he just had it all, man. The streak.
I mean, I would put Triple H in there, too.
Triple H was fantastic. Triple H was kind of like one of those...
One of the best heels.
Yeah.
You just fucking...
Like, he's also, like, he's kind of like one of those teams that, like, were really good that you remember forever, but they almost won the championship, but they didn't. Even though he did, obviously, yeah. But he was never, like... I don't know. He was top heel. He was top heel quite a few times, so, I mean...
Yeah, from, like, 2004 to, like...
13, like yeah, 2012 like, or 13. Like, yeah, he was one of the best heels in the business. Him and Edge and Randy Orton. Oh, I fucking hated Randy Orton when I was a kid. I wanted him to die in a plane crash when I was a kid. I used to, like, pray because Randy Orton would come out and, like, RKO John Cena at the end of SmackDown or something. And then, like, that's the end of the show. So it's like, this fucking cocksucker.
Edge was that guy for me with John Cena.
Yeah, no, it's both, like, of them. Anybody that beat up John Cena pissed me off when I was a kid. Like, if you were going against John Cena and you were a bad guy, I hated you. I'd cry.
Especially, like, the first time he used the fucking Money in the Bank. Like, they lift up the chamber.
Dude,
and
I remember that.
Up, he's bloody.
And bloodied fucking, up. Yeah. And... Yeah, no, I remember watching that and thinking, he can't do that. He can't do that. Come on, give him some time. This is a Shigo from fucking Danny Phantom. I'm Raquel. I'm 5'10". I'm a giant. Come on. Let's get a real 6'8" woman in here.
6'8" woman.
Someone that can actually do a big boot. See, like, she carries herself like she's the Big Show, and it's just hard to believe because she's really not that much bigger than anybody. Nia Jax is the only one, but she's really not that tall. There's not really a tall woman in wrestling.
No.
Like, Rhea Ripley's only 5'7".
How short's that fucking ref in there?
Oh, that Italian guy? He's probably only 5'6". There's Italians. They got to be able to fit, like, 8 to a hole, so... That's that Ellis Island.
Joke.
Yeah. That was unintentional too, but that's good. 8 to a box.
86. That's fucking overrated. She should be like a 78.
Oh, she's an 86, but AJ Styles is an 85.
Yeah.
Okay, WWE. Go fuck yourselves. You guys suck at rating. You know, when I was a kid, you know what used to piss me off, which I get now because it makes total sense? Oh, first of all, we were talking about best wrestlers. I think Kurt Angle blows Hulk Hogan out of the fucking water. Character, wrestling, everything. Like, promos. Like, Kurt Angle is so unappreciated. Like, he's one of the best heels ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't even think I want to see him as a good guy. I want him to be mad. I loved when he would come out. I loved whenever he edited his song.
You don't suck. Yeah.
Yeah, so that they, and like, I think they cut out the rhythm to where they would sing along. Yeah. Like, he made the song, like, cut off at a certain point to where, like, they couldn't go, you suck. Like, he cut out that dun, 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 dun. He cut that all completely out, but the crowd just kept doing it anyway. And he was like, no, no. Honestly, Daniel Bryan as a heel kind of reminded me of Kurt Angle a little bit.
Yeah, after he did the yes, then it was no. No, no, no.
Like that guy in the front row, like the guy kept going yes, and he was like, no,
yes, going right,
no, no. Team Hell No, him and Kane. God, you could put Kane with anybody, and he'd fucking be a great tag team partner.
Yeah, you literally, RVD, Hurricane.
Him and the Hurricane, that one's just, that's crazy. Him and the Big Show.
Yeah.
That was a good tag team.
Yeah.
It was almost unfair.
Corporate Kane.
Corporate Kane used to piss me and Hunter off. Like, we'd be watching it, and it made me hate him, which I'm just like, God, they're so good at what they do. Because they want you to hate these characters. And as a guy, as a young kid that grew up loving Kane, the big red machine, for all of his flaws, burnt face, ugly head, you know.
But he was the Undertaker's brother.
Undertaker's brother. He wore all red and black. He had a mask. I thought he was cool as hell. He's one of those guys that's like, it's not necessarily about him being a bad guy. He's just, you know, evil. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, fucking Edge coming out and being like, hey, Arizona, you guys suck.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are the last state in the United States to recognize Martin Luther King Day, so I won't be wrestling in this racist town full of bigots. I'm Canadian. I remember watching that live on TV, and that made me hate him even more, because it's just like, this match was so big. Edge versus John Cena, and Edge gets it. Cam, I don't know if you know about this, but one time Edge and John Cena, it was when Edge was champion, and him and John Cena were going to fight for the belt on Raw or SmackDown, one or the other. I think it was Raw. And it was in fucking Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, they both come out. Edge and Lita are out there. And Edge just gets out of the ring all of a sudden and grabs a mic. And he's like, there's nothing I'd love more than to kick your ass, John Cena. But unfortunately, we're in Phoenix, Arizona. And Arizona was the last state in the United States to recognize Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a holiday. And I refuse to wrestle in front of a bunch of racists and bigots. I'm Canadian. Didn't wrestle John Cena that night. And that was like towards the end of the night, too. That was like how the show ended. I don't remember exactly what happened after that because I was laughing so hard. But yeah, that was something like that was like some Chris Jericho shit almost. I'm not racist. I'm not wrestling in front of all these racist assholes. And the fact that he said, I'm Canadian afterwards is hilarious. I can't put up with that. I'm Canadian. They're the most racist white people of all time besides Germans. You know, white Americans get a lot of crap for being racist. We were taught it by our European fucking and Canadian forefathers. The Canadians were here first. They colonized the Native Americans way before the, you know, we ever did it. So they can go fuck themselves. And it's too cold up there.
It's too damn cold.
Well, who wants to live like that? Like, the coldest, the coldest habitable place in the world is in Canada. Like, it's this close to being uninhabitable. It's just on the brink of it. In Canada.
That's terrible to live there.
It's just north of us, even though we're a huge country and so are they, but we're on the same landmass, technically.
Yeah, I mean, we're on the same piece of land.
Yeah. We're all connected, man.
We exist, man.
Dude, that's still... I still think about that. That was... that. I mean, I know that was a funny joke. Ha ha, hee hee. But that is something that, as a child, I would literally just sit there and start staring at my hands and being like, holy fuck, dude. I'm going to die one day? This sucks. What's the point?
Why are we here?
Like, you know how much it sucks to have just, like, consciousness just drop into your body when you're, like, six? It's too young. Like, you want to be ignorant and naive to the world at that age. You don't want to be thinking about life and death and...
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be.
Like, because I remember I learned about it at a young age. I remember watching the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg and crying because I was afraid that my parents were going to die one day. Like Patrick Swayze did in Ghost. I think people watch Ghost and cry for different reasons than I did. Because I watched it and cried because I was just like, oh my God, he's dead. And she, Demi Moore misses him a lot. Or I think that's who plays the woman in that. That, Mufasa dying in The Lion King.
Mufasa, yeah.
That's a horrible thing to watch. Nemo's fucking mom. I don't know what it is. Like, I know it's like a common trope. Why is she dressed up like one of the bad girls in fucking... Bring It On. She looks like she looks like the bad cheerleader in Bring It On.
Why is she dressed up in a fucking cheer? Why are they cheerleaders?
I don't know. So is Liv's whole thing is like she sucks or something, like she can't fight or what?
Oh.
Why is she dressed up like any girl in Stillwater?
Go Pokes.
That's literally what every girl in Stillwater looks like. Wow, that's pretty impressive that she was able to do that to her.
You suck. I don't know this. I wonder if they're going to turn on her.
Oh, boy. This is like Bring It On 7. Reparations.
High school reunion.
Jesus,
Bring It On reunion.
There are a couple of units, I will say.
I mean, yeah.
They make me feel bad about my physique. And if I'm Triple H, I'm telling Rochelle Rodriguez or whatever her name is, Raquel, whatever, get your ass on a lat pull down machine, all right? You notice she doesn't show her back off anymore. Yeah.
Slacking a little, yeah.
Fucking Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
We were just talking about him earlier. I miss him.
Oh, I know. I wish he would have fucking, like, his run in TNA, if he would have just been in WWE that whole time, he could have fucking...
Well, I guess I don't really fully, I think, I mean, I'm sure it had something to do with him and Vince or whatever, but why was it that he went to the TNA?
He was fucking addicted to pain pills, so they weren't fucking, they didn't give a shit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, WWE used to have morals. Now they fucking fight in Saudi Arabia twice a year.
Gotta get that money.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I guess I don't have any personal beef against the Saudis, but it's also like, I know what they've been up to in their history.
These fucking gay glasses.
He literally just looks like if they were, like, you know, like, let's say the WWE was a movie in the 80s.
Yeah, and they just like remade the Hulk Hogan of
fucking... No, Macho Man.
Yeah.
They cast, but like, you know how they always change a character to either like from a white guy to a black guy or to have like a straight to a gay? Like, they just cast him to a gay. Who is the woman that's with him?
I don't know. I thought her tits were completely out there for a second.
Yeah, me too. Like,
you can't have that. I mean, I guess you can't have those out now.
I mean, who is she? She's breathtaking. Her jawline looks like it could open a can.
She does.
You don't need a fucking can opener with either of them. Look at his chin. You could jam either of their chins into a can and fucking just turn it in a circle and it would open. Also, what's going on with the Wyatt Six?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. It's like, here's the thing. I've always had a problem with the Wyatts. It's always like you're waiting, and it just never happens. That's what I hate about him. It's always just, wait, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and it's a glimpse, and it just never seems to...
I haven't even seen a thing about them since it went to Netflix. Are they on SmackDown?
I think they're still on Raw.
I don't know. I saw a thing with them earlier, and I was like, oh, yeah, they're still...
Yeah, you forgot about them.
There was a lot of hype for them, too, and then it's just like...
That's what it always is, though. It's always this build-up, and then nothing ever really happens.
It's kind of like The Rock.
Well, yeah, but at least The Rock's fucking wrestled and put on... had a run last year, so...
I guess. I mean, he really only wrestled one time last year, though.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, he had that fucking...
He just comes out, talks shit to the crowd, and he's like, all right, I'll be back in 8 months.
Yeah, but it's way more interesting than the Wyatts.
That's true, where it's just like a really bad, scary movie. It just keeps cutting to like an old man in a rocking chair, and then maggots eating like an old burger. And then it's like, I don't know. It's always something fucking stupid. Because I love the gimmick. I love all of it. Like, I'm cool with it. I'm also starting to think that John Cena is not going to win anything.
He's going to win.
I think
he's
going to
face Cody Rhodes. And he might.
I don't think they're going to put the title on him. I don't think they're going to do it.
He will eventually.
I think this is going to be like Kobe Bryant's last season with the Lakers.
Yeah, they let him get 90 points in the last game.
Yeah, but not make the playoffs. They were like a 30-win team that year. They beat a team that also wasn't going to the playoffs, and that
who also was like, "Hey, take that shot every single time." Yeah,
exactly, so, like, it was almost they were up by almost 20 and like going into the fucking mid third quarter or something like that. So yeah, no, that was definitely.
I think he'll win it.
I would love to see him win it. I don't know, man. I thought that there was a better chance of him getting the belt if he was going to take it from Gunther. I just don't see, like, look, man, I'm putting my head space into the headspace of the writers of the WWE. You have the best face world champion you've had since John Cena in his prime. Because to be quite honest, it's easier and most of the time more interesting for a bad guy to have the belt.
Yeah.
But now you've got a guy that, for the meantime... has not, you know, lost, like, the crowd hasn't lost interest in him. They still go crazy when he comes out. They still root for him. All this stuff. You've got a guy, like, a great face of the company. I just don't understand, like, now, maybe if they did something like John Cena beats him and Cody Rhodes snaps and turns heel.
I could
heel,
see that. And being a
that would be cool. But I don't know. I think we'll just see John in some really good matches. Because it's not really about winning or losing.
I think he'll get it back at some point. Is it WrestleMania? It could be. It could not be.
I also don't want it to be like a thing where he's only champion for like a week.
The only way it'd be cool is if he did it on the very last pay-per-view and was like, I want it. Here it is.
So he's wrestling until next January, correct?
Yeah.
So I could see them if he like maybe like he wins the championship. He's champion for like 6 months and then his last match, he loses it. Cody takes it back with the new guys, whatever. Like, I don't know. I'm just starting to think I don't know if it's going to happen. Now, they might be just building it up perfectly for me to, like, you know, really. That might actually have hurt that old man. How dare you fucking assholes. You know, that's how you know Kofi's a bad guy. He shaved his mustache. Now just has the Amish beard.
He's no longer Jamaican. He's got no mustache.
You know what he should do? You know what would be funny for his character? Is every time he's a heel, he speaks in the Jamaican accent. And when he's a good guy, he speaks English. That would be fucking awesome. But guys, I'm sorry to cut this short, and I'm going to go ahead and put a little TMI there. I got a shit really bad, so we're going to call this a podcast. I think we hit over an hour. So, Trevor, thank you for coming out tonight. Good luck with this winter storm we're about to get. Everybody out there, make sure you stay safe. I'm going to be out working in it. I'm going to do the opposite of being safe. I'm going to go get in the danger. I'm going to go get in the shit like an army reserve if we were getting attacked by China.
By China.
Yeah.
The watch.
Also, make sure you go take a trip to the Gulf of America soon. I've heard it's very nice there.
Historic place.
Just rolls off the tongue. Gulf of America rolls off the tongue. But guys, thank you guys for listening. We will be doing podcasts with more regularity. It's been a crazy last month. We're gonna do a WRBA launch episode and start doing weekly basketball picks. I just need a reason to get into basketball. It's really hard to just jump in like fucking Fortnite.
March Madness coming up soon though.
Yep, we're gonna have to get our brackets ready for that. I really need to watch college basketball. I've only watched a couple games this year. All I know is that Duke's looking pretty good. My boys got a couple of freshmen out there that are young, fucking
Alabama and Auburn were 1-2, which is crazy.
I know.
Basketball.
Alabama's been really good the last like 5 years they had some real shooters on that
ever
team.
Since they got those guys going. You know what I'm saying, in the hallway.
You better be careful about around those guys if they lose. But anyway, guys, thank you for listening. We'll see you guys here in a few days or so, and we'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Good night.